Welcome back to In Focus on this crisp and cool Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday morning. Just spoke with USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade, school board member Dave Colburn. If you missed that, you can check a little later on our website at newsradiokman.com. Go to the On Demand tab. You can listen to that. You can listen to about any In Focus that we have archived. And now I am here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And Kevin, you missed it earlier, but I'm kind of doing a thing with schools.
Yeah. My kids grew up watching that show, so I recognized it right away.
Oh, yeah. This is, I call it a classic. Dave disagrees.
Yeah. It depends on your age, Dave, I guess. If you're younger, it's a classic. If you're older, it's really not. But, you know, we could argue that one out for a while.
Right. I mean, on the intro, it says this theme's from 1989. So this was a while back. Just seeing Dustin Diamond on the YouTube video.
Kevin and I go a while back further.
Well, a while back further. So, yeah, it wouldn't be a classic.
A while back further. So that's not a classic. It's just...
It's all perspective.
It's catchy.
There you go.
It is catchy. We can come to a compromise there, I think, for sure. Definitely catchy. Well, Kevin, you're about a couple weeks into the school year, right?
Yes, sir, we are, and things are off to a great start. It's really been a good year, and the weather has definitely helped that in Manhattan, Kansas, because it's been a great weather year as well. But we're off to a really good start, and we don't have our official numbers yet, but I am confident in saying that our enrollment's going to be up this year a little bit, and we're happy about that. The official 20th day will be on the 18th, so we don't know what that official number will be yet, so I'm not sharing it, but we're excited to say we're going to be up a little bit in our programs here at MCC, so that's good for us. It's also good for the community, so we're excited about that.
Oh, so your 90th birthday coming
up.
Yeah,
that's a big part of this year that we're really excited about. We're on September 12th, 2017, MCC will turn 90 years old, and I've said it often, but a lot of people still don't realize that we've been around that long. Jolliffe Hall really marks it well as a historical spot. The college was started right west of that, which we call Heritage Court, in 27, and we built Jolliffe Hall in 1928. So it's been around 89 of those years, and it's really a great marking point for how old the college is. Our founder intentionally planted us right across the street from Kansas State University, and his intentionality was recognized in three other colleges that he was a part of as well that were all planted right across the street from a major university, and where there's only two of us remaining in the same location, and we're really proud of that fact, and I think we're really the only one that has developed a strong relationship with a partner across the street, and I think it's what our founder intended. I don't know if he dreamed that specifically, but we love that dual degree relationship, and we're proud to be celebrating our 90th birthday, and we're filling the week, obviously, with a lot of special events. We're going to have a family birthday party on the 12th on campus and encourage the MCC family to be a part of that. But then that will also kick off the week that we're excited to open up our Howie's Activity Center. If people have been driven by and watching the construction, for one, they know that the name is Howie's Activity Center. And so we have a kind of a corporately named building after Howie's Enterprises here in town that's obviously a major partner with USD 383, K-State, and with MCC as well. And so we've named that facility the Howie's Activity Center, and we are going to do the official ribbon cutting Thursday, September 14th at 9 a.m., and we encourage you, the community, to come out and join us for that. Chamber will be involved in that. We'll obviously have some treats for everybody to enjoy and have an open house for people to walk through and see what all's going on in that facility and what will be available in that facility. And I think they will be pleasantly surprised. We've had our alumni council was on campus last week, and we took them through for a tour so they could see it. And one of their first comments was, I didn't realize how big it is. The architects really did a great job of designing the building to where it doesn't look like a big metal shed on the corner, you know, with the landscaping and everything else, the colors. It is really a nice looking facility, and inside it is really much larger than it looks. And so we encourage people to come out and join us, and they could also come right before that to our leadership breakfast. It's our annual event. This will be the 15th annual leadership breakfast that we're holding on September 14th at 7:30. It will be held in that facility, and so we encourage people to come and be a part of that. Our speaker is Cody Foster. Cody is the co-founder of Advisors Excel, which operates out of Topeka, Kansas. It's a national company. And his theme is going to be grow as a leader as your company grows. And I love the theme. I love what Cody's going to be sharing that day. I know Cody, and he's really going to be, I think, really going to cover this topic very well. And it's for leaders of all types, from churches and businesses and whoever would want to increase and improve their leadership. It would be a great opportunity. It's a free breakfast. We'll have a full breakfast buffet, and we also give away a book as a gift. But we encourage people to come, be a part of the day. They can hang around for a few more minutes, and at 9 a.m. we're going to do our ribbon cutting. And it will be a great celebration to mark off this accomplishment by the college, but also a benefit to the community. As you've heard on here a lot, I'm sure the need of athletic facilities and recreational facilities in Manhattan, Kansas has been around a long, long time.
And, especially indoor.
Especially indoor. And so we're going to be solving that for us, but that also frees up space because for 70 years we've been renting space from the city. And so it will free up City Auditorium for the City Rec Commission to do even more in that facility. And so we're excited about having that, excited about showing it to everybody. They're busy finishing up the punch list this week, those little things that need to be fixed. And on Friday, all of that will be done, and they're going to put the final coat on our wood floor, and it will have to sit over the weekend before any foot traffic. And on Monday, we can come in and finish everything else up and be ready for all that's going on next week. So people put that on their calendar. If they're coming to the leadership breakfast, let us know. So we'll have food for them, and they can call the college at 785-539-3571 or even look on our webpage, and I believe can register online to be there.
Brady Bowman with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, be sure to give us a call, 785-537-1350. And, you know, I was just driving by that building as last week at some point. It really has come together, and it's a building that's hard to miss.
It's hard to miss, and when you see inside, I think people will be really impressed. It is a very, very nice facility. Uses the school colors well. The architects, again, from BBN have really done a great job designing it, putting it together. Our partners with BHS and Hutton Construction have built a quality building, and I think people will really be impressed when they come. And another thing to mark down that people could be a part of, our first athletic event will be in there on Friday, the 15th. We're having a triad with Barclay College and Emmaus College coming in. Our team will play Barclay at 3 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, our team will play Emmaus. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a tailgate party with hot dogs and hamburgers, $5 a person, just to celebrate that opening. So people will have those opportunities on Thursday to come by, on Friday to come by and watch a volleyball game, and it's going to be cool to see it come together. It's extremely nice. All the competition courts come down from the ceiling and lower down, and for basketball and for volleyball. We've got a hitting cage in there. People are really going to like it, so we encourage people to come out and enjoy it.
Now, is that all you can eat on the $5?
I have no clue. Yeah, okay. You're asking me that's a detailed question.
I can eat quite a few.
Yeah, if you come, I'll help take care of you, whether it's all you can eat or not. So I'll take care of you. Make sure you're there.
Fair enough. Oh, Dave raises his hand.
I would help with Dave. Since you came up with the classic comment about the song, I'll help you out with that. That was good.
All right. We'll go to our final break of the hour. We'll come back more with Kevin Ingram on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.